This is the BBC Light Program.
Here in all its stark reality is the true story of the man who never was.
April the 1st, 1944. For the Allies, the first hope of victory was almost in sight. North Africa has been won with the aid of Lance Bombardier Milligan, Gunner Seacombe, and Burma was holding out with leading aircraftsman Peter Sellers.
Yes, the next move is the invasion of Europe. Would they attack through the soft underbelly? Would it be Yugoslavia? Greece? Sicily? We would see.
Yes. An invasion force was made ready. For weeks we waited for the right weather. Nerves were tense.
Captain, men are getting jumpy hanging around, you know. Any idea what the weather's going to be like tomorrow?
Yes. It's going to be perfect at last. No wind, warm, and a full moon.
Well, that settles it. Tomorrow we'll go and see Robert Atkins at the Open Air Theatre, Regent's Park.
Yes, yes, indeed, there was confidence for you. But the main problem, how to distract the Germans from knowing our intention to land in Sicily. Let's go back to that fateful night on June the 3rd of October 1953.
Let's go back.
Have you done?
It was that very night. It was that very night that I, Captain Seagoon, we're sitting in the lounge of the House of Lords Yacht Club at South End.
Don't forget baby folks. Good film.
Suddenly, the footman came over and tapped me on the shoulder with his foot.
Pardon me, sir. Colonel Gore would be pleased to see you out on the balcony, sir.
Oh, so he's out there, is he?
No, he's in here. That's why he'd be pleased to see you out there.
Well, I think I'll go out for a breath of fresh air.
Thank you, sir. That'll save us opening the window. Oh, and, pardon me, sir, your taxi's outside.
I know.
The police say, would you move it on a bit further, please?
Grabbing his flying jacket as it flew by him, Captain Seagoon strode swiftly up the wall, across the crowded ceiling, hurling members to the floor below with cries of...
Fools! You shouldn't be up here! And you?
No, don't throw me down. I'm always up here. Hello, everybody.
Are you a member?
I'm a blue bottle.
What's that you're reading?
A fly paper.
Seagoon flung the interloper aside with a muttered oath.
I told you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Donning his explodable shirt, he ran casually down to the sea.
They fallen in the water.
On the beach, barely visible in the moonlight, I saw a body.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. It's my body, Jim. I always bring it with me, Jim. Always bring it with me.
What's that on the beach?
Oh, that's sand, Jim.
Oh.
Sand, Jim. Oh. Yeah, sand, Jim.
Who does it belong to?
Oh, it's never been claimed, Jim.
Then I, Eddie Seagoon, on behalf of the free nations of the world, claim it for England!
Pat, you know, you ought to get in the OB for this one. I think it's really a good idea. You have to do it.
Even as they mailed... Even as they mailed my OB to me, and this is where the story really starts... There in the sand was a pair of uncooked German army boots.
Like any quick-thinking Englishman, Seagoon rapidly tried them on.
Curses, they're too tight. Then, dear listeners, I saw why. In each boot... in each boot was a pair of human feet.
Pardon me, sir. Do you understand me? I'm my feet, my own little Hindu paws. Is that not right, Mr. Banerjee?
That is right, Mr. Lalita.
That's right.
I can vouch for the authenticity of the man's statement.
Well, I didn't know.
The fat Bengali babu.
In Calicut, he long lived.
Missy Kiran Tripas Devi.
But on Sunday he could not.
What will he do, for he will die?
Then his wife and children cry.
They will make a bonfire of him.
They will throw him in the sea.
Yeah, that will be the end of him.
Oh, that's
the end of that. Good luck to you.
Sound like what they're saying.
Dear listeners, as they spoke, I inserted a skeleton saxophone under the welt. And there, glistening in the light of my satellite moon, lay a roll of microfilm. There's only one thing to do. Take it to the chief of military intelligence.
Get away. Oh, get out of those flies. Get those horse flies out of here. One of those is an imposter. Oh, they're not mine. Now, Sergeant Splinge.
Yes, sir.
And march in that suspected German spy, will you now?
Yeah, Jody. Peter. Get up here. Get up here. Yeah. Get.
Dad, what discipline! And discipline.
100 leg spy, all present, sir.
Now, who's this suspected German spy?
He's a suspected German spy, sir. He caught lightning off the coast of Britain there.
What's your excuse?
I was waiting for a number 134 submarine.
At this time of night, a likely story. They stop running at 11 and start walking, you know. Sergeant, what's this German's name?
Herr Comsey Bride.
Well, tell her to wait a moment, will you?
Permission to speak, Harry Major?
Permission granted, Harry prisoner.
I am in life.
Sailang, Balkisha Biabasta, Kablung and Kaputzisik Empire Grundang.
Does your wife know this?
Shut up! Achtung, Gabluden Gablutz. Admit it, you're a spy.
I'm not a spy, I'm a shepherd.
Ah, shepherd spy! You can't fool us, you naughty German. We British are never caught napping.
No, you're always caught wide awake.
What? That's a damned insult. But he's perfectly correct, you know. Now, are you married?
Yeah, 2 years.
Any children?
Nine.
Nine in 2 years? You blackguard, you. Hand me that shotgun.
Nicht, we are just good friends.
What? Sergeant, march this scoundrel backwards for Christmas. With a guest, whoever he's here.
Righto. Naughty prisoner. Hey! Naughty prisoner.
Three.
No. Left. Right. Left.
What a brilliant fellow that sergeant is.
Then why has he left me behind?
What a stupid idiot that sergeant is. Leaving a spy at liberty.
Please believe me, I'm not a spy. I come here seeking political asylum.
Well, take a bus to the House of Commons. That's the finest political asylum in the world. Oh. They're all there, you know. Oh, lovely to be back in England, including Max Gildrey, the well-known long-playing
I don't know how he gets away with it. And now we have great pleasure in returning you to the Goon Show. This is where the story really starts. Now showing at your local radio, disguised as the Was Who Never Man. Part the ping. Thank you.
Major Blunder, sir.
What is it, Gladys?
Someone's coming up the stairs, sir.
What? Quick, burn this on the fire.
What is it?
A piece of coal. What? Major Blunder,
you can't be. You look too rich. Good heavens, what's that you've got in your hand?
Microfilm, sir.
What?
Found in some German boots washed ashore at Southend-on-Sea at Brighton.
Boots? So that explains why that German spy was barefooted. This is an important find. Pull up a chair and sit down.
Another stair.
Very well, stand on the chair.
Thank you.
I shall just put this microfilm under this powerful magnifying glass. It'll keep it flat while I put my glasses on, you see. Now, there. Some kind of secret plan. I know. We shall have it photographed. Keep one copy and send the other back to Germany. Might be a reward. You never know.
What?
What?
Send them back to the enemy?
Ah, but with a difference. I'm going to post them without any stamps on.
Good measure. You strike a cruel blow at German philately.
Wait a minute.
What? Supposing these are the invasion of England plans?
Don't worry, lad. If the Germans ever invade England, we War Office chiefs have Plan X ready.
Plan X? What's that?
Fast plane to Dublin, then submarine to South America.
Major, you're not going to run away from the enemy.
Well, there's no point in running away from anyone else, is there?
Be it on your own head as you wish, Major, but we all know what happened to Colonel Benteith.
What?
Yes. He sat right where you're sitting now. In that very spot. He was frightened of the enemy. Even £1,000 of gold in his kit bag. Booked a fast plane to Dublin. And he had a submarine laid on to take him to South America. Poor fool. He thought he got away with it. You know what happened to him?
What?
He got away with it!
Oh, dear!
All through the night, and this is where the story really starts, Seagoon and Bloodnock pored over the plans. Sometimes they pored on the floor, sometimes they pored in the glass, but mostly they pored over the plans.
Yes, gentlemen, I have every reason to believe that these gin-soaked plans of a secret German weapon are really the brandy-soaked plans of a secret German weapon.
Gad! Is there no end to the fiendish ingenuity?
I fear not.
Dear listeners, Bloodnock, realizing the significance of the discovery, leapt to his feet and shouted for a messenger with a voice like thunder.
Send in a messenger with a voice like thunder.
Right, mate?
Take the microfilm at once to the Woolwich Arsenal and get the experts there to build this secret German weapon.
I'll do my best, gentlemen.
But we can't afford failures.
Despite an insult, I left the building with my head held high and my feet held higher.
In that position, we threw him out. Here is a recording of it. You filthy swine. You see, it wasn't easy.
Soon I was at the gates of Woolwich Arsenal when I was challenged by a sentry.
Oh, two goes there.
Friend!
Oh, thank God for that, mate. Advance and be shot at, mate.
I was, mate.
Yeah, I recognize you.
Do you?
You're the bloke I was shooting at just now.
What makes you so sure?
All them little holes in your nuts.
Silly man, they're old bullet holes.
I know I was using old bullets.
Fool of fools, you want to kill me?
Oh,
no.
Matey.
Yes, darling, matey. With your officer in charge.
Ray Ellington and his quartet, mate.
Gad, four for the price of one.
Hooray.
when lovers need no rendezvous, to stroll along Fifth Avenue, when this familiar world is through, will you still be mine? When cabs don't drive around the park, no windows light the summer dark, when love has lost its secret spark, will you still be mine? When moonlight on the Hudson's not romancing, and spring no longer turns a young man's fancy, when glamour girls have lost their charms, when sirens just mean false alarms, when lovers heed no cords or arms, will you still be mine? I said mine. I said mine. And spring no longer turns a young man's fancy, when summer girls have lost their charms, when sirens just mean false alarms, when lovers heed no call to arms, will you still be mine? Will you still? Will you still be mine?
And so the Woolwich Arsenal set about building a full-scale model of this secret German weapon. And soon the yard rang to the sound of British workmen at top pressure.
They were away a bit smartish, weren't they? Don't these workmen know there's a war on?
I haven't had the heart to tell them, you know. It'd be madness if they knew. They'd rush off and join the army. Anything rather than work, you know. Naughty.
Yeah. I tell you why I call this meeting. You know,
yes.
It is essential that we fool the Germans into thinking that we haven't got the plans of the secret weapon. Isn't that so, Captain Frankfurter? He's a good old sausage.
Yes. Perfectly correct. Yes, I suppose it is. Perfectly right. Yes, I suppose.
If you're not sure, say so.
I'm terribly sorry.
Well done, Bloodnock.
I hated to see him suffer.
Gentlemen, I think we're wasting time. I have here a man who claims that he has the perfect plan to hoodwink the Germans with regard to the secret weapon.
Well, how do you do, sir?
He's going to say, how do you do?
Well, tell him not to bother.
He says, not to bother. The man says, don't bother. What? Don't bother to say, how do you do, Henry?
How do you do, Min?
Morning. Please, would you care to give us a brief resume of your plan?
Mr. Crunch got the whole idea from a Sunday newspaper.
Yes.
Certainly get some ideas from them, can't you?
Oh, naughty, see, June.
Naughty.
Oh, dear. I'll have you know, Mr. Seeloon. We don't spend our Sunday mornings reading those sinful Sunday newspapers.
No, we just sleep on till tea time.
Then we read the Sunday newspapers. Oh, those naughty type revivals of rock and roll. What's he doing?
Careful.
Yeah, manager. Line 14.
I wondered where we were. Stop that naughty whatever you are.
Please explain that plan. My life.
Now, look, listen. I'm his agent. Let me talk for him. I'll talk for him. He's a bit stumless, so I can't talk a bit. Now, look, I'll tell you what we do. We put a copy of German microfilm in the pocket of a man dressed up as a German naval officer, float him ashore from a submarine onto the enemy coast, and then for an encore...
We don't need an encore. I have my own piano. Come on, Grismick, you get the OBE for this.
What have I done wrong? I'm living a good life, and I...
Yes, but...
What are you talking about?
Yes, but... Who would be idiot enough to be dressed up? Who would be idiot enough to be dressed up as a German admiral and thrown overboard from a submarine?
Don't worry. Look, I've got an idiot in this box who's been specially drowned for the job. Lou, be a good boy and take the lid off. There you are, gentlemen. Meet the man who never was.
Oh, I know, of course.
Gentlemen, direct from his aqua tank drowning act at the Rotunda Faversham, Field Marshal Montgomery.
Wait a minute, this man is damned.
Oh, he's damned, we damned him down for the night. He's the only Field Marshal with a private's button in his knapsack.
But can we spare a Field Marshal?
This Field Marshal don't count.
Really?
No, he don't read or write neither. Well, he's working at Romford Empire this week. All your life is right there.
But we can't float him ashore. He's not dead.
What a bird.
Shut up, Beckle.
Shut up, Beckle.
Look here.
Leslie, come here.
This man is... You're a good boy.
This man is
completely
S-T-U-P-I-D. Oh, I heard that. Oh, you think that I'm S-T-U-P-I-D, eh?
Candidly, yes, I do.
But a good job for you, I can't spell. I got a son in the... Oh, I've broken my leg.
Good heavens, how did you do that?
I got the big hammer and I went, bang!
Bang! Lindy!
What about yours?
Bang! Lucky man.
Dear listeners, with bad luck on his way to the Old Bailey, we had cheering news from the Woolwich Arsenal.
Captain, they've got it ready to stick a German weapon, but they have built from the microfilm plane.
Great news, little cardboard grenadier.
Hello, everybody.
Is it orange?
Oh, thank you.
Well, I must be on my way. Chilvers?
Yes, sir.
Lay out my road.
Yes.
And see that the pavements are clean.
Very good, sir.
Can I come with you to the test in this weapon, Captain?
I'm sorry, it's too dangerous, Blue Bottle. We can't afford to risk the life of a young idiot like you.
Is that why they're sending an old idiot like you?
Exactly. You stay here and guard the pavement.
Let me come with you, Captain. I want a chance to prove I'm a man.
Report to the MO. Taxi!
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is an exciting moment as I stood amongst the high-ranking officers. In the center of the testing area stood the sinister outline of the mysterious German secret weapon.
Yes. Gentlemen, before we remove the cover from the V3, I'd like to say that we're not quite sure what its potential is. Oh, my God, what its potential is. It might be like what might well be. It might well be that this is the most devastating weapon we've ever tested in the Woolwich Arsenal.
Yes, now, we've taken great care to construct an exact replica of the plan found in the uncooked Germany boot.
Yes. Good
job. Oh, dear, Charlie's here. Now, then, the rather ominous part, the only operating mechanism on this weapon is a small metal handle.
Good.
And before we turn it, gentlemen, we must take precautions. Sergeant?
Yes, sir. Chairman, will you all please take up position behind the 40-inch anti-gamma ray lead line wall? All
right,
sir.
Right, Hunt. Gentlemen, I shall be turning the handle 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, turn.
Dad, what fiendish ingenuity! A barrel organ!
Don't waste it. Eccles up on the top and start scratching. Seekum, the tin mug, and off we go.
Thank you.
How many minutes, Pat?
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, Spike Milligan, with the Radio Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens, first written and performed in March 1956. Announcer, Wallace Gisley, production by Charles Chilton.